let's begin, guys. Okay, there's a lot of things we have to see today, Bishop Shen. So let's go slow. Try to get through. Okay. First thing I want to discuss is the following. We had a kasha on. First thing I want to discuss is we had a kasha on why Rashi and Tosfos did not ask for Nikragi. Okay? We had the Gemara here on Days of Days. The Gemara said, Ein Echa Neman Bisurin. And Rashi explained that we're talking about a situation of an Eishishish and Tevel and Shchita, he said, we don't learn from there because it's Biyotel Asakin. The previous Rashi had given an example of a Froshish Truman and Shchita and Nikar Hagid. So why was Rashi only bothered by Tevel and Shchita? Rashi said that Tevel and Shchita in Eid Echa is what? Is believed by Tevel and Shchita. Why is an Eid Echa believed? What is Rashi's answer? Because it's Biyotel what? Biyotel Asakin. Tosfos also said the same thing. And Tosfos said there's no problem because of Biyotel Asakin. So we asked in Shir yesterday, why did Rashi and Tosfos forget about Nikar Hagid? Why didn't they ask for Nikar Hagid? When you try to get rid of the Gid Anoshin, you need a what? You need an Eid Echa. And he would have answered Biyotel Asakin. So that's the first Mahalach. We have to see a lot of different Mahalachim today, Bishop. First Mahalach is, why is it that Rashi and Tosfos did not ask from Nikar Hagid? Okay. So the first terrace that we have to give, the first mahalat that I want to give it to answer this kasha, is as follows. Okay? The Maram Shif is the one who asked this kasha. And the truth of the matter is, if you look in the Ritva also says Nikar Hagid as well. He asks from Nikar Hagid. So we found a Rishon that in fact asks the kasha. Rashi Tosfos did not, but the Ritva does. That even strengthens our kasha. Why is it that they did not mention Nikar Hagid? So, the Tosfos Harosh writes that from Nikar Hagid, Lamaisa, the bottom line is that it's not Biyotel. Why is it not Biyotel, Nikar Hagid? Because all you do is you separate the Isser from the Heter. You don't matter an Isser. The truth is you get rid of the what? You get rid of the Hagid, and therefore you are matter Isser Nefe. And therefore, since you are matter in Lamaisa, what's Halacha? The Halacha is not Biyotel Asakin. Because you don't remedy an Isser. You don't remedy an Isser. What you do is what you separate an Isser. And therefore, the Ramah writes in Yordaeus and Kufchav Zayin that an Eid Echa is believed by Isurim when it's not against the Chazaka. And he gives an example of Eidus being against Chazaka when it's Biyotel Asakin, like Tevel or Nikur, which is what? Which is considered to be Biyotel. So it's interesting that the Ramah, when he paskins that an Echad is Neman Bisurin, it's not against the Chazaka, he actually bears that out. What's the example he gives, Lamaisa? When the Eidus is what? It's Biyotel Asakin and it's against Chazaka, he says Nikur Hagid. So he writes that Nikur Hagid is considered to be Biyotel. It is considered to be Biyotel. And that's the Chiddush Lamaisa that we find of the Ramah. So the first thing is that I want to mention is that Rashi and Tosfos don't bring up Nikar Hagid. Why not? Because Nikar Hagid, you're not remedying an Isser. You're separating the Gid from the Basser. And therefore, since you're separating the Gid from the Basser, that's why, in fact, they don't want, they don't ask Akash at all. Nikar, in fact, there is a Raya. There is a Raya Lamaisa, because you're not mattering. It's not Biyotel Lahatar Isser. It's not Biyotel Lahatar Isser at all. And therefore, it's not Biyotel Lahatar Isser. Therefore, Lamaisa, what you're doing is separating the Isser from the Heter. Okay, now the question is, by Nikar Hagid, is there a Chazaka? Is there a Chazaka by Nikar Hagid? So the Taz asks, by Nikar Hagid, he says the following. Nikar, there is, you're not testifying against a Chazaka. You're testifying what Basser is not Gid, and what Basser is considered to be Mutter. And therefore, the Miri says the same thing. So we don't consider what we don't consider Nikar Agid to be testifying against Chazaka. So again, the same thing that we're saying. We're saying that the shot of the Tosaf Rosh is that in fact you're separating what? You're not, it's not Biyadol Hatter Isser, you're separating. And that's exactly what the Taz asks in the Ramah. What do you mean you're going against a Chazaka? You're not going against a Chazaka. What you're doing is what? What you're doing is clarifying what's mutter and what's usser. So therefore, we find very clearly that Rashi and Tosis perhaps did not bring up Nikar Agid, because by Nikar Agid, what are you doing? You're separating, you're not mattering what we call is an isser. And that's exactly what the Tosis Rosh is saying, that's what the Taz asks on the Ramah. Now the truth is, the Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef answers as follows, and he says, there is a chazaka when it comes to Nikar Agid. What's the chazaka? By Tevel, before your mafresh, the whole thing is usser. So too by a Yerech, the whole thing is ischazik yisura also, because it's considered to be what? It's usser. The Ritva says the same thing. It's considered to be a chazaka. So we have a dispute in Rishonim that just like Tevel, before your mafresh, the whole thing is usser, also a Yerech, the whole thing is usser, ischazik yisura. And therefore, the Ritva says the same thing, halacha lemaisa. So we find that it's a big machlokes, or the Nikar Agid is considered to be against chazaka, or is it not considered to be a chazaka? And the Shev Shemaitzim, Shemaitzim of Oshei asks, that Lefi the Shach, that Nikar Agid is chazaka, it's against his chazik, and you're believed because of Yodo, then Tosfos should have asked this kasha on Rashi, like we said, and in fact, what Rashi should have brought it up himself. So, the bottom line is what the Shev Shemaitzim wants to say is as follows. The Shev Shemaitzer writes that when you analyze Gid Anoshe, the Gid Anoshe is usher because there's Gid mixed in it. That's number one. And number two is, we're mistopping which busser, which the busser, what's the chaylev. And therefore, that is not Biyoto. And therefore, since it's not Biyoto, therefore, when you testify about Gid Anoshe, you are not contradicting a chazaka. And that's why Tosis does not ask from Rashi. And that's why Rashi doesn't bring up Nikar Agid. So what we want to bring out is as follows. We don't view Nikar Agid as telling. We don't view Nikar Agid as shita. Because the bottom line is, when you can analyze Nikar Agid, what you're doing is delineating what's mutter and what's usser. You are not making something that's usher not mutter, like by temple. Now your mafresh, it becomes chulin and it becomes truma. By shita, now the stuff is a kosher to eat. You don't do that by Nikar Agid, says the Shev Shemaitzer. And therefore, since you don't do that, therefore Rashi and Tosis don't bring in Nikar Agid at all. That is the distinction that Rashi and Tosis are driving at. Now, as I granted you, we found two shitas that in fact did say it was a chazaka. The Tosis Rosh said the Feirish Lamaisa. Tosis Rosh says, I'm sorry, the Ritva said the Feirish and Nikar Agid is biyado, it's against chazaka. Tosis Rosh is not a chazaka at all, because you're just separating. The Ramah also quotes it as an example of a chazaka. And the Taz asks, how could it be? So the Shach gives his terrors and he says, well, what's the pshat? The pshat is, it is ischazik. It is considered to be ischazik. So the Shmaitzah says, well, there are two elements. There are two elements. And the bottom line is that what, when we're trying to decipher the Yerech is Becheska Shenim Aquarius. So there is a chazaka, then it's Asr. But the second point is, we want to delineate what's usher, what's mutter. So the bottom line is that it really is not a chazak. If you don't analyze, and you don't look into it, then it's going to be usher. But if you look into it and separate, it's going to be mutter. So therefore, what emerges is that it's not called what? That it's not called ischazik yisura. And that's why Rashi does not bring up. What would be an example of ischazik yisura? And the other, what are Rashi's examples at that? Temple and what? Temple and Shkita. Why do Rashi and Tosfos say Nikar Agid? The answer is because the bottom line is that you end up what delineating what's mutter, what's usher. Before you embark on doing that, the whole thing is usher. But there's a second step. And the bottom line is that second step makes it different than Shkita and Temple. Even though the Ramah, and even though the what? The Shach and the Ramah and the Ritva called it against the Chazaka, that's before you delve into it. It's a Cheskesis. Okay, so that's the first ma'alif that we want to be. We got it? Please delineate. That's the first ma'alif. We got it? That's the Chibur. That's why Nikar Agid is not mentioned by Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, that's number one ma'alif. Number two. Let's get it. Regarding the halacha of Eidecha Neman Yisurin, Do we say this also in the reverse way? What does mean echa neman b'isurim? That you make something mutter and declare it being usur. Piece of meat, I'm not sure what it is. Guy says it's a ham. Usur. Do you say echa neman b'hatir? Echa neman b'hatir. Do we say echa neman b'hatir? Oh. So the pashtus is, okay, lefi Rashi, that we learn from Svara, and lefi Tosfos, that we learn it from the Makor of Nida, it could very well be that we have found in Eidech Nesneman B'Yisurin, Lemaisa, to do what? Lahatir in Isur. That's all we found. Rashi Svara is you could come over to my house and eat. That's from Akir Isur. Tosfos Svara is that the Nida is Damoteris. That's to Matir in Isur. What we found is to be Matir in Isur. That's Pathetish. Do you say Eidech Neman Yisurin La'asor Hamutr? To asur something that's mutter. Oh. So Tosus in Kedushin B'daf Samechem Beis Damascus Nitma writes that Eidech is Neman Yisurin Dafka L'Hatir but not to asur. And this is quoted David in Yordea in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kufnok Zayin Sibyu by the Machaber in Shulchan Aruch. This Tosus. Eid Echa Nema Bisurin is only Lahatira Isur. When you say Bisurin, it means the category of Isur. Eid Echa Nema Bisurin Lahatir. But Lahasur? No, Tosa says. And that's quoted in your day. And the Shach says, I just want you to know, he says, this is when you're not testifying against a Chazaka. Of course, if you testify against a Chazaka, Eid Echa is never believed. Whether it's Lahasur or whether it's Lahatir. Okay. This is the place to begin. However, the Rosh, please get it, if I didn't give it to you, but please look it up, and I gave you the Rosh yesterday, the Rosh in that same spot in the fifth parak writes, no, the Rosh writes, Eid Echa Neman Bisurin, Bain Lawat, Bain Lahatir Esser, Bain Lahasor Esamutr. The Rosh aren't argues. The Rosh in the fifth parak, it's in Os. We quoted the Rosh yesterday. It's in that same spot. It's Os Aleph and Nundalim and Beis. The Rosh says Ein Echa Nemen Beisurim Eitan Bein Lahatir Sisur Bein Lasser Samuter Kachomei Rosh. Oh, obviously that's also when it's not against the Chazaka. Ein Echa against Chazaka is never believed. Okay. What's the Svara of the Tosfos? You'd ask me, I would have said, Ein Echa Nemen Beisurim, both directions, no? Why would you split the chapter Tosfos in Kedushin? And you only say Lasso. Says the Pnei Yehoshua, beautiful Pshat, Ein Adam Chote Velo Lo. No one sins for no reason. Ein Adam Chote Velo Lo. You never sin for no benefit. You only sin for getting something out of it. Says the Pnei Yehoshua Vort Svor, and he says when you're matir there's a chazaka. Ein Adam Chote Velo Lo. Why would a guy lie? Why would a guy lie? Guy would never want to lie. And therefore, what the Tosfos clearly wants to say when you're coming to be matir there chazaka of Ein Adam Chote Velo Lo. When you want to matir something, this piece of meat, the mice. Why would I want to sin for no reason? Okay, I grant you might not explain all the cases. Let's have a piece of meat here. I'm not planning on eating it. You guys are hungry. You want to eat the steak. I say it's mutter, guys. It's a steak. It's kosher steak. I'm not getting any benefit. Why on earth would I lie? So therefore, there is a chazaka that makes me believe lahatir is a isser. Okay? Therefore, that's mutter. But lahasur is a mutter. Who knows? Maybe I want to what? Maybe I want to penalize someone. I want to make him lose money. If I want to see this piece of steak that you guys want to eat is awesome, maybe I have alternative motives. Right? I want you to lose the money. I don't want you to gain any benefit. And therefore, what? We don't trust you in such a case. You know, the truth is, you could flip that around and say, what? Why am I believed to say the steak is kosher? Maybe I want you guys to do me a favor in return, right? But that also is assuming that everything is not It's not us gouging anybody. You know, that I'm just doing it for a favor. We don't assume that we're assuming that. Okay? But that's interesting. That's the Chiddush. Plus the fact that Pnei Yehoshua says, when I Aser, he says, like I just said, there's Hefzit to your friend, and therefore that's considered to be Yisura Dispe Mamona. Anytime there's an Ellen Mamona, how many Adim do you need? How many? Two Adim. So that's another reason why when I Aser, one Adim would not suffice. Okay? So I don't think you can flip it around like I said, in other words, because, I mean, you don't trust me in the Pesach anyway, the whole thing is a shank, right? I'm just saying, when I matter the stake, you could say, oh, I matter the stake because I want you guys to do me a favor in return. We don't view it to that degree. I mean, if you're already on that point of shots, forget about the whole thing. Okay? So we got this. This is very, very critical. This is a second mahalak. Get it down. What is the scope of Eid Echa Nelan B'Sunimar? Is it only a Hatter Sisser? Or is it even less or some other Machlokes place in the Rush? Tyson and Kedushin against the Rush by us in Gittin, and the Mechaber holds Ladina like the Tyson Gittin, and we gave this far to the Pnei Yehoshua. I would have said not that way. I would have said across the board in both ways. Zach, go ahead.
Speak practical, does the second reason just being seem more logical why you wouldn't say the reverse? Good
one
just
have to say,
Mamun, you need
to read it. Like that's okay. That's cool enough, so if I ask you to stay, it's I'm messing you up, you're going to lose money. And therefore, what? And there, I understand.
Better than the board of eight on the.
I understand, but it's not mass for all the cases. I don't. Let's say I'm talking about my own stake. You know what I'm saying? Let's say I'm talking about my own stake. So should I believe my own stake? Is that rational? I'm making myself lose. So, you know what I mean? So I should be believed. You need both svaras. You know what I'm saying? You need both svaras. You need eight on the board of one. You also need the issue of what of Hefzitu, because it doesn't explain all the cases. I think you need a combination of both. I'll give you a case that's on my own stake, so I'm losing my own money, so believe me, right? So that's not really a psalm, right? You just don't need it then. You think it's us or don't need it. It's always going to be a psalm regarding other people. So what I'm saying is it's questionable smart. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm passing for myself, it's not a psalm, just don't need it. You know what I mean? Whenever you pass for someone else, you're messing someone else in moments, if you ask or the thing. You follow what I'm saying, Ellen? When I make a psalm for myself, it's not a psalm, just don't need it. When I make a psak for someone else, then I'm causing a hefzit for other people. Okay. This is the second mahalach now. Alright. But that was the second. The first one was mikraki. That was the first topic. Second topic is the scope of Beit HaNama Bisur. Okay. Number three now. A few fellows asked me in Seder, and we hinted to it yesterday. We didn't ask it as a kasha. Okay, let's get this. Very important also as well. What was the machlekes we had Rashi and Tosis yesterday for the Makor for Eid Echa Nelan B'Yisurim? What was the machlekes? Ask the Makor. Evan, go ahead. Rashi holds what? We had two Rashis. Not by us. Rashi didn't give a Makor by us. What did Rashi say in Yevamos? He said, oh, what? Sport. Because my alley opened up my house to eat, we assume it's kosher. What did Rashi say in Kulin? What was the pasuk? The Zavach? No? The Zavach. The Zavach to the Shechar is Ben Abar. Fine. Very good. What was Tosis Makor? This the Sofra law from this or need. And how do we master and love this? That obviously Tosis holds, if it's the Makor for Eid Echa Nelan B'Yisurim, he holds that this or need is not a what? It's not an erva, correct? And Rashi holds it's an erva. The Rav holds an erva. What Rashi do we quote? Vavim Beis, the whole Gemara, Rashi, the Vavim Beis, the good things, fish. Okay. But there's a kasha we left. We didn't ask it, but we have to ask it. And this is the third mahalach. What on earth is Pshat Rashi then? How do you trust a woman she's counting her Shivanikin? If Rashi holds that the Rav that need is an erva, so how do you trust her? Ain't never share with Bachman Yishtayim. That's a great kasha. If you guys ask me in Seder, what's the pshat? Oh. So we have to say as follows, okay? We have to say as follows. This is very, very important. The pashtus is that the Shev Shmaitzer writes in Shmaitzer Vav Osvav, that Nida is different. Why? Why is Nida different? The Rosh says, what does the Rosh say? Bailus. The Bailim are Neman on their own. Is Anita, believe me, didn't Bailim. And therefore what? There's no Raya from Anita. That Eidach Anem would be Surah. There's no Raya from Anita. She's Bailim. And therefore, since she's Bailim, maybe Rashi would say, don't bring me Eidach Anem Surah as a Raya. She's Bailim. So it's Bailus. That's why she's believed. That still begs the cash a little bit, no? Because still, if it's an Erev, it's an Erev, no? Still, if it's an Erev, it's an Erev. But one score we could suggest, I want you to get, is that maybe Rashi holds like the Rosh, that the reason why he needs police is we didn't buy this. How could that be good if it's we didn't buy this? The truth is, still, she's an Erev. And number two, who says a person's Bailim on themselves? We're not Bailim on ourselves. Russell of H. Moshev Shekhar always tells us what's old in Amar Sayyid. You're not Bailim on your reputation. You can't go around and go to a non-kosher restaurant, take a drink of water, to keep on, people might think it's kosher. Oh, what do I care? I'm not doing anything else, sir. You're not Bailim on your reputation. Bisin Nikim Yashem Yisrael. That's the whole din of Amar Sayyid, the rough defined precisely. But you are not Bailim on your own reputation. So this is a very difficult shot for Rashi. Please, let's get it. Rashi, why do we believe Anita in her account? She should be an Erva. She should be an Erva. So why do you believe her? Ain't never trouble with her. You want to tell me? Bailus. She's Bailus. Sure, Bailus. First of all, still an Erva. Second of all, who says you're Bailim on your own body? You're not Bailim on your own body. Person can't hurt oneself. Ain't no Rashad of Kabbalah. Well, got it. But that's not even base. You're not allowed to injure yourself or stand slow. So this is the moment, because you know, of Muhammad Abdul Badass. A person, God forbid, kills oneself. It's an isser. The sickness says, Loti Tratzeach. You can't even injure. You can't even smoke. It's an injure. You're mechabel yourself. You're not violent in your own reputation. You're not violent in your own body. You follow me? So this is a difficult kasha. The kasha is still there. Oh. So one say like this. Let's get it. The Ramban here in the Chedushin says a pshat. The Ramban writes, and I think you have to say like this, the bottom line is that need is different. And he writes, Mitokshin Nemenes al Atzma Nemenes al Ayin. The Ramban's lotion is, Mitokshin Nemenes al Atzma Nemenes al Ayin. What does this mean? The lotion of the Ramban. Oh. The Ramban also adds on, it's impossible. What are you going to do, bring Aiden when the blood stopped? It's an impossibility. Weren't you supposed to carry two Aiden around to testify when the blood stopped? It's not sneeze. It's impossible. Please get the Lashon. And therefore the Torah had no other choice but to believe the woman. Therefore you cannot use this as a marker to other Yisurim. Okay? The aim done in Efshar, Mishki Efshar. Amazing. The aim done, I want to write down, the aim, I'm just going to write that also. The aim done in Efshar, Mishki Efshar. The case of need is an impossibility. You cannot use that as a mocker at all. Aim done in Efshar, Mishki Efshar. You cannot use it as a mocker. Therefore, what's the answer? Is it need an error according to Rashi Rambam? How do we believe her? What's the answer? I'm sorry, we have no choice. Since she's believed on herself, she's believed on her husband, and the bottom line is that we have no other choice. She can't bring two Adam around with her all the time. That would be an impossibility. Okay? That would be an impossibility. Now, let's analyze these words in the Ramban. Ramban really said two things. Mitokshin that Venice Alaska, since she's believed on herself, she's in Eden, she's also believed for her husband. If she's believed and says she's not in Eden anymore, her husband can trust her. Then he says, Ingar Nefshim Yishevshim. Of the two points of the Ramban, second line I understand quite strongly. The first one's a bit difficult. Why is the first one a bit difficult? Why would you say? No, what would you say? Shita. I'm a Shoychet. Since I believed on myself, but I believed on other people. Right? What's the pshat behind that? Say that. Shita. Mitosh Yishokhim Menachem Nemelach, Sakech Nemelach Erim. It's a difficulty, this first swar. Come on, what does that mean? Since I believe on myself, I believe on other people. What does that mean? He's trying to say need is special. Why is need special? Say I believe on my piece of meat, so therefore I believe on other people. So the Chasam Sofer Nyordeh Simen Kuf Mem Zayin says the pshat is, I want you to get this. No, doesn't mean stop since you believed on yourself. You have to add the following word. Bikufo. Need is special because it comes out of her body. And therefore, since it comes out of her body, therefore it's impossible for any man, her husband, to live with her unless we would believe her. And therefore what? Since she's believed for herself, she's believed for her husband that lives with her. And that's what it means, Bitoshin Nemenas Alatsa Nemenas Alakhir. It's not a general cloud. Bitoshin Nemenas Alatsa. He can say that by the piece of meat. It's a localized halacha by needed. Otherwise, her husband never could live with her. She's believed that something comes out of her body. She's believed that something comes out of her body that has stopped coming out of her body. Also, she's believed what her husband has believed as well. And therefore, Lamaisa, that's what we assume. Oh, the Maisa, Maisa B also is with her, of course. And without her Namanis, he could be allowed to be with her. So that's the Pshat Lamaisa. And if you look in the Lashon Ramban and Yevamis, Adaf Pei Chesim and Aleph, he says, Daf Kenida, Shinemenis Lats of Osa Maisa Bekach. She gives herself over to be it. So the Ramban clearly was limiting it to the given need. Oh. So now we've answered that Kasha. According to Rashi and the Rambam, who hold that the Isser of need is what? Is an Erbah. So how slowly do we what? Do we rely on her to say that she's Tahora now? Has she finished her Shivanikim? Doesn't the need end up? Is there an Erbah end up Shivanikim? The answer is not bilus, because bottom line is she's still an Erbah, and you don't have bilus in her body. The answer is the Fidra of Bond. You want to answer Rashi and Rambam up with the Rabban, because the Rabban writes these two points, that a need is special. An issur of need is special. Because it comes out of her body, and therefore she's able to live with her husband, and therefore what also, because of the fact, we can't use this as an example. So this is a very important answer. You rarely find this in longest, but we basically are throwing our hands up there and saying, you know what? The Torah says we have no other choice. It is an Erevah, but this is the one exception. We have no other way to deal with it. And this is what we want to suggest the shape of Rashi and the Rambam is. Okay? This is the third Baha'u. You got it, John? All right, very good. That's the third Baha'u. Yossi, go ahead.
Why don't you read that first shot in the Rambam?
That's what he says. These are the words of the Ramban here to get in that phase. I want you to take a look at it. You're right. He says both.
Okay.
So I'm saying you could have sufficed. That's what I said off the two. This makes a lot. What does this mean? That's why you got to add this word, Bikufa. And if you look in the Ramban and Yevamos, he writes the words. I want you to write this down. Dafkanida. So if you take the Ramban and get, and you think you say a general statement, so you can apply it to the case of the meat. That's the kasha we have. But the Ramban and Yevamos says Dafkanida. And it's because Yotzi Mikufa. Okay, that's the third lab. Let's go. Four. Why don't you see the Rambam? Let's go. Why don't you see the Rambam? What does the Rambam say? Elvin, go ahead. Rambam is where? Hilchos Seidus? Yes. Perikei Alachaveis. Thank you. What does the Rambam say? Yes. There are two cases in the whole Torah that an Eid Echad is believed. What are the two cases? Sota and Agla Rufa. What's the case of a Sota? Man is married to a woman. He warns her keenly not to have Yichu with Mr. X. That warning's got to be said in front of two Eidim. Number two is Stira, she has Yichu with Mr. X. We don't know if that be it. She becomes a Sota Sota. You take her up to Shalayim, she drinks the waters of the Sota. If she's innocent, she'll be given a bracha. If she's guilty, she'll be destroyed. What happens if there's an Eid Echad that some of that be it? That's a Sota Sota. Ba'adai Sota is after one and two, you have three, even an Eid Echad on be it. Even an Eid Echad. You know what happens? He's got a divorce or she loses the Ksuba. And you don't give her the waters of the Sota. Done. The Gemara and Sota, Bez and Bez asked, but in Kol Turaku, you need two Eidim. Why is one Eid acceptable? The Gemara says the phrase, Raglayim Adar. You got me? Raglayim Adar, there's proof to the pudding. If there was Kinyan and Steer, we assume one Eid. Okay. Excellent, Ellie. What's the second example? Egla Rufa. What's the case of Egla Rufa? We don't know who killed the body. Nezer, the closest city. What if an Edecha comes forward and says he knows who killed the person? We don't do the Egla Rufa ceremony. In fact, the Rambam has a stunning issue for a different topic. Rambam says the Edecha is enough for the Gol Adam to kill the guy. Amazing Rambam. Edecha, the Rambam screams, Edecha is a zero. In fact, the Gemara writes of Sochid, that if an Edecha comes in the base and testifies to Yorba Lashon Hara, because you knew it would be accepted. The case of Tuvia. So the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach says an Edecha allows the Gol Adam to kill the Rambam. So what are you talking about? So you know what the case of Mishnah says? We're talking about Edus Miucheres. The Rambam didn't mean Edecha Mamish. He meant Edus Miucheres. What's Edus Miucheres? More Marcus on hand and base. One Eid sees it from one window. One Eid sees it from another window. But they don't see each other at the same time. Not acceptable. Okay, it's a technicality. But that'll give the Gol Adam the ability to kill. We as Beis Din can't kill him. But the Gol Adam kill. Gol Adam is the closest relative. If you look at the Rambam, the Morgan Vuchim, Dor Sameach quotes, he meant Edecha literally. The Rambam writes, the whole point of the Egla Rufa is to create a ceremony that someone should come forward and say, I know who the murderer is. Even if an Edecha comes forward. Edecha comes forward. What's the din? The Rambam says, an Edecha comes forward, allows the Gol Adam to kill you. So the Rasameh says, the Rambam is L'shitoso from the Mishnah Torah, the Arachazak Tamor Nebuchim. It's very rare. The Rasameh says the Rambam is L'shitoso from the Mor Nebuchim to the Arachazak. That an Edecha can allow a Gol Adam to revenge the blood of his relative. Can't do through Beis Din. But the Rambam literally meant Edecha. Guess the Mishnah says he meant Edus Miucheres. I have to give you the exact marker of the Rambam. I have my Rambams in the car. I didn't bring them in. But the Rambam says it explicitly. Someone had a chiluk bein. Okay, we'll find it. The Rambam can find it tomorrow. Later. For tomorrow, I'll give you the marker. Guess the Mishnah says Edus Miucheres. I want you to get this though. The Rambam, the Mor Rebuchim, says what? Edecha Mamish. Rambam meant what he meant? Edecha Mamish. Imagine this. One aid can actually do it. Cause a Gol Adam to kill you. There are three categories in Halacha outside Dini HaTorah. What are the three categories? Outside regular Halachic system. What are the three categories? Melech, then Noah, and Gol Adam. They have their different rules. Melech could kill with one aid. You kill a guy. Then Noah with one aid. Gol Adam also as well. They have a different system. Not the Tariq system. Tariq is a system. Okay? Because it's based on how one society proper. Not based on the divine from the Eishka. Okay, Alokhi. Yeah, Eita, go ahead. Case of a Gol Adam, Shara. An Edecha comes in and says, Mr. X, kill Mr. Y. Normally, Beis Din says, we don't accept it. Not only that, the Gemara says, it's not going to be a Lashon Hara. But the Gol Adam, who's the closest relative, can act on the Edecha's testimony and kill the guy. Now, the whole Achlis Tamei, whether it's a mitzvah or it's Rishush, we had it last week's Parsha, Kiyechem Lomo, or not last, was it last week's Parsha? I think it was in Eveschona. His heart was boiling. He can't control himself. It's like an onus. So, a question, Achlis Tamei, whether it's a mitzvah or a mutter, okay? Nonetheless, he's not chayiv. One Shikha says, it's a shalini dirsin makas, and dafir alef. Is he chayiv or not? He did it, went ahead and killed him. We all assume not. Shalini, whether it's a mitzvah, three sheets, mitzvah, mutter, or you're chayiv mitzvah for killing him. Okay. Whatever the case might be, the Rambam listed two cases where Nerechad is acceptable. What are they? Sota, Egla Rufa, and then he mentioned a third one. What was the third one? What was the third one very quickly? A woman to allow her to get remarried. The husband's dead. That's literal one we allow her to get remarried with one aid. What's the reason for that? Very quickly. What is Iguna? Excellent aid. What else? Isha Daiko Insula. What's that mean? Woman would never get married unless she what? Looked into it herself. And number three, it's Milsav Italy Guya. No one's going to lie. Something that can be found out, whether a guy's alive or dead, no one's going to lie. Milsav Italy Guya, Loma Chakra. There are three reasons why we assume a guy would not lie, therefore Edecha is believed. Okay. What is glaring missing in the Rambam? What is glaring that it's missing in the Rambam? Who? I can't hear you. What? More, but more generally, you see, Yisurim. Why did the Ram say Enechanem of Yisurim? That's the Tashbeitz is Kasha on the Rambam. Tashbeitz asks on the Rambam, why didn't he quote this? This is the Kasha. Okay, this is the fourth Mahalach. This is the Kasha, Tashbeitz. Okay. In fact, we can even buttress this moreover and say as follows. It says in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Sadi Chesif Aleph, if you have an Isser that falls into Heter, you have a soup, Fleishadika soup, you have a drop of milk that falls in, what's the din? Halacha L'maisa, Isser Shenafel Heter, a goy is believed, Nesich L'fitumo, that don't worry about it, there's no Isser. I mean, you're not sure, L'maisa, if an Isser of a drop of milk fell in the Fleishadika soup. Can you trust the goy or not? Only in what scenario can you trust the goy? Mesiach lefitumo. If he's shooting the breeze, he's telling a story and you can glean from the story. But if he knows that you are resting on his information, it's not acceptable. Okay? Not acceptable. So therefore, the Shach and the Taz ask, how can the goy be believed? Mesiach lefitumo is only believed, please get this, Rak, the Isser, the Rabbana. Only the Siddur Obonim is it acceptable. Fleishik milk. I'm sorry, Fleishik soup with a drop of milk, that's an Siddur Obonim, it's cooked. Mesiach lefitumo is only believed by Siddur Obonim. How on earth can the Shulchan Aruch say we can believe the goy and say, oh, the drop of milk didn't fall? Oh, he's telling a story, I don't know, it's a food network. He cooks, he works on the food network. He's telling stories, you know, and he's cooking with my Fleishik soup. I want you to know, drop of milk never fell in, you know, it's telling a story. We can glean from the information, says the Shulchan Aruch. Mesiach lefitumo is acceptable by Siddur Obonim. How could it be? How could it be Mesiach lefitumo is only acceptable by Siddur Obonim, not Siddur Obonim? Please get this. What? Why is this Siddur Obonim? Because Tom Kicker is the Obonim. Tom Kicker, Repaskin, Tom is Kicker. The taste of the milk is Siddur Obonim, according to the Rosh Bar, the Rabbi Natan. Rashi holds Tom Kicker is the Obonim. But Tom Kicker is Siddur Obonim. Oh. So I want you to get this. Please get this shot. The Taz answers that Midiraisa, Nesiach Fitumo is not believed on something that requires Eidus. Eidus. Where you have to go into a Beis Din. That's where a boys only believe Midirabana. But on a category called, you know what we're going to call this? Hochacha. Where all you need is proof, that's not Eidus. And therefore, since this is only hochacha, Isurim are only hochacha, therefore a goy is taka what? A taka, a goy is believed, shalach lamaisa. And the Shittim Gubetzis and Ksubis, Adafka Fehme Bezer Masko Sukashi says, B'shem the Ritva, Legavi Truma, and Eidefen is believed, it's not Midin Eidus, it is Midin Beirur, it's Midin Hochacha. Please get that, the Ritva, Shittim Gubetzis goes B'shem the Ritva, and Eidefen is then B'shem is called hochacha. It is not called Eidus. And it's called Hochacha. So a goy is believed when it comes to Hochacha. When it's Mesiach Lefitumo, even out of Deraisa. You follow me, Eitan? Even out of Deraisa. You have the art, and therefore, we can answer the original kasha. Why did the Rama in Hilchos Eidus, Eli, not mention what? Eidach Hanem Bisur, as being a third example of Deraisa. What's the answer? Because it's not Eidus. It is called what? Hochacha. Beautiful word, no? Alex, you got it? It's not Eidus. It's Hochacha. Proofs. I have no other better translation. We'll call it proofs. Lack of better. We'll call it Hochacha. We'll call it Hochacha. It's not called Eidus. It's called Hochacha. That's why the Ram doesn't mention it at all. Now the truth is, this also could be seen in the Mordechai that I gave you. The Mordechai in Chulin. In Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Tes, what did he say there, Seth? Eidach Hanem Bisurim? Remember what he said? What type of people do we say it by? Eidach Hanem Bisurim is not believed against Chazaka only by what? Excellent. Eidach is not believed against Chazaka and Agamara with empty people on Ashim Reikin. But if they're good guys, and Enechas believed against Chazaka, how can Enechas believe against Chazaka? What's the answer, Yossi? Because it's not what? It's not aid, it's not exist Chazaka, it's Ochacha. If it's Ochacha and it makes sense, if you're a Tzadik, let it be able to beat a Chazaka. That's an amazing Kiddush. Our Gemara said Enechas is Naman, not against the Chazaka. That's only by who? That's only by Rashim, what? Reikin. But a Tzadik is believed. Because we're dealing with Hochacha, we're not dealing with Aedis. We're not dealing with Hochacha, we're dealing with Aedis. Oh. Okay. 1 second. This is the fourth Mahalik, correct? Yes?
Yeah.
Fourth topic. Now I want you to get this. This is like 4A. I want you to get this. Okay? Very quickly. Then we'll get to your questions. Okay? Let me ask you. What will be the din in the following situations? Very interesting. The Ritva says, Eid Echad B'Yisurim doesn't need Hakadah B'Bezdin. It's the Ritva L'Shitasa. Right? And Eid Echad B'Yisurim does not need Hakadah B'Bezdin. The Nesiva says like this, Eid Echad B'Yisurim does not need Hakadah B'Bezdin. Wait, listen, when I say this piece of meat is kosher or not kosher, do I have to go in front of a B'Bezdin? Of course not. Of course not, right? You don't need a B'Bezdin. Okay. Very interesting. Does everyone agree to this? Yisurim, does it need a Bezdin or not? So the Shev Shmaitza says B'Shem the Taz. Shev Shmaitza and Shmaitza Vavos Ches says that Eidechet B'Yisurim needs Hakadah B'Bezdin. Why is that contradict the previous Taz that we had? What did the previous Taz say? That Eidechet B'Yisurim is not Hakadah, it's called Hochacha. Yes? It's called Hochacha. Very difficult. The Taz is Soser himself. Plus the fact that a woman... Anita, Tosa says, the marker counts herself. She doesn't go into Beis Din. Also, according to what Rashi? I don't go into Beis Din when I say you can come over to my house and eat. This Taz is very, very difficult. Okay? Taz is very difficult. I want to stress this. Hochacha Yisurim does not need a Beis Din. The Taz is a Pella. He's even so for himself. Right? Because the Taz explained the whole case with the milk as being Hochacha. Oh. But I want you to get this. There is a distinction. Says the Nesivis, the Chavis Das, the Nesivis wrote the Sefer Chavis Das in Yordaya, that there is a distinction. An Eid Echad B'Yisurim does not need a good of a Bezdin. Meaning, that if I say this piece of meat is usher outside of Bezdin, and then I make some excuse and say, I was just saying that because, I don't know, I wanted to. That's called an Amasla. Am I believed with a mistake? Amasla. Am I believed with a mistake? I make some excuse. I don't know. I wanted to say the word Isser for some reason. Am I believed to do that? Yes, if I was Chutzla Beis Din. But if I said my testimony about the piece of meat in Beis Din, I cannot be chozerable. Because Kevin Jehigi, Shuvin Chozer Amag. You can't retract your testimony after talking to Dibur in Beis Din. That's a tremendous Kiddush. What's the Kiddush that you see from this Chavis Das? That even though Hochacha and Sur don't need Beis Din, but if I give it over in Basin, it's sapped as being Aedis. I want you to get that. It's sapped as being Aedis. Even though Yisur doesn't need Basin, but if I give it over in Basin, sapped as Aedis. That is the Chiddush of the Nesivis and the Rebbe Kivega says of Shem Nafla as well. And the truth is, the Shev Shmaitza disagrees, and he says, even if you do it in a Basin, you can be Choser Bo Ayde Amasla. Because what is the sheet to the Shev Shmaitza say? Yisurim is Yisurim, Ochacha is Ochacha. I don't care even if you give it in the Beis Din, it's not a what. Even if you give it in the Beis Din, it's not called Aedis. So you can be Chosobo with an excuse, with an Amasla. This comes to the fore with the following. I wanted you to see this. I hope you got a chance. I didn't give it to you inside, but if you get a chance, please take a look. The Ksos Achoshin in Simen Lamed Ches has a fascinating case. What happens if I come over to someone with, let's say, Ari, and I say to Zach, you know, your bottles of wine are Yayin Nesach. We testify it's bottles of wine are Yayin Nesach. Now that's Yisurim, right? But we came into Basin. That's Yisurim, but we came into Basin. Doesn't need it. Didn't need to have one Basin, but we came in. Then Yitzi and Yitzi catch us on Adam Zomim. Please get this. What's the thing? You got to get this. Yisurim, if you testify in Beis Din, is there a din hazala? What do we do, Bahasoma? We zap back what you try to give out. Reciprocalatus. So do Ari and I have to pay? Because we try to mess up Zach's bottles of wine. The Ksos says in Simon Lamaches Sifkat and Dalim that you must pay, like any other case of Enim Zomnit. And what does the Nesiva say? No way. There's no din of Hasama. Because it didn't need Adis anyway. It did not need Adis. So since it did not need Adis, what's the din? It doesn't, it's not sad, it's the din. It can't be Hasama. It can't be Hasama. That's what the Nesiva says. You know, the Ksos and Nesivas argue back and forth all over Kosher Mishpat. There was a safer than this. Ksos wrote back to Nesivas called the Neshovev Nesivas, where he answered his kasha. And the Ksos said, you know what? The bottom line is, I argue with you. Because if you come into Beis Din, you need two Adim. The second you come into Beis Din, you need two Adim, you need Ha'agad of the Beis Din. And it zapped his Adis. So I want you to get this. It's a fundamental machlokes, the Ksos and the Nesivas. Hokacha and Yisurim don't need Haggadah debased it. But if you do it, is it labeled as Haggadah or is it not? I thought of a steer in the Nesivas. What's a steer in the Nesivas? Get this down. Go ahead, Ellie. The Chavistah said what? When you testify in Beis Din, you can't what? You can't be chosurable with an Amasla. So in that Chavistah's Nesivas are the same goal. It was the Gadol HaDor. The Gadol HaDor from Lisa. So in the Chavistah, when you testify in Beis Din, you can't be chosurable with an Amasla. Now he turns around by Hasom and he says, what? It's not the Abdezadis. You don't have to pay a penny. Steer it. Steer the Chavistah's Nesivas. I have a steer. I don't know the answer. It's a steer the Chavistah's Nesivas. Okay? So this is Mahalach 5. Call for it, call Mahalach 5. Now Yitzi, go ahead real quick, because we got so much to do. We got the places. We need, we gotta come back with the places. Yeah, go ahead.
How does that work with our Gemara?
What's wrong?
In our Gemara, just seems to find an analysis from Rashi, we just find that we're going to compare it to Aiden Opinions,
that's the Gemara's Kasha. It's a great point. Ula Rabba, Darul Fishayim, the King Ishma, Lishmo, the boy Trey, maybe they have that Kole Jewish Shibatir, right? The Gemara asks, you should require two. You're absolutely right. The Gemara held in the Kasha and was like, Edis. No! Edachan then be Misurim. The answer, it's not Edis, it's Hochacha. It's Hochacha. Then the Gemara's going to back out of that and say, no, it's not Hochacha, it's Chazaka and it's Dom Shemirva. Then you should need Edis. It's a great point what you said. But I'm saying that's built in the answer of the Gemara. Then the Gemara jumps out of that and says, no, it's not Hochacha. It's Aedus again. It's Dabashim
Erebo. So Rashi, are you going to say that
Elder Barista? Rashi
says that the whole case has to be
brought
for the base man
to have
this conversation with the guy,
Elder Shema. But I'm saying in the Kasha, Lamaisa, when the Gemara asks the Kasha, be like, two, the Gemara answers, no, Edef and Emisurin. No, it's still Isser. Well, it's still labeled as Isser. It might prompt a conversation, but what's the conversation? We ask one man, and one man answers. It's all the answer. It's all the cash and answer. I understand. But no, that's the Tekunas Chomer that he has to say. But I'm just saying, prompting the conversation after it's all said and done, one man is answering, the Shliach. John, go ahead.
The Tal said that you can't bring it to you.
Yes.
One person, one aid.
The Taz says you need Haggadah the Beis Din. One aid, yes.
Not only
can he must. The Taz says he must, and we said that Taz contradicts himself. We have a double steer. A steer in the Taz, and we have our own steer between the Nesivas.
And also shouldn't have Rambam listed that
then? Yeah, you're right. The Rambam would be against that. You're absolutely correct. Without a doubt, you're right. The Rambam should have listed it. You're right. That'll be a kasha. Very good point. That'll be a kasha on the Taz. Okay. Very good now. That is the fifth mahalach now. Okay, let's continue now. Sixth mahalach. I want you to get this. Okay? Let's get it now. A lot of guys were bothered and saved. And rightly so. But what's this concept of biyodo? What's biyodo? What's biyodo? What does it mean, biyodo? Oh. So we learned yesterday in Taisus. We learned yesterday in Taisus that even though it's not Biyoto now, but it was once Biyoto. So a lot of guys are asking, what is this all about, this Biyoto? Okay? So I want you to get this, okay? What does it mean, Biyoto? Number six, Mahalo. Okay, what does it mean, Biyoto? What do we mean that it's Biyoto? The Shem Shmaita says it cannot mean Migu. Biyoto can't mean Migu. Because Tosfos writes in Mama Basra, Ein Omrim Migu L'Mafreya. And that's exactly what we're doing. Ein Omrim Migu L'Mafreya. Because we're saying that this Migu was once Biyoto, and therefore it's considered to be good. So the Shmaita says it cannot work Midin Migu. However, what the Shmaita does write is as follows. I want you to get this. He says, when it's Biyoto now, it works Midin Migu. And when it's talking about the past, then we assume that what? It's working Midin what? It's working Midin Bailus. So I want you to get the split of the Shem Shmaita. When it's what? L'mafreya, it's working Midin Bailus. Bailus means was mine. It was mine. So I could do with it whatever I wanted in the past, I could do with it whatever I want now. If I'm working with Biyoto as of now, then it works Midin Migu. I'll bring you a riot that Biyoto doesn't work with L'mafreya. The Gemara to Mavavasra and Kuflat Medallah is, can a husband, is a husband believed to say he divorced his wife? Yes. Only from when Nikam al-Hamal, not L'mafreya. Because the Gemara says works Biyoto. And it's a Migu. So it only works what? It only works what? Nikam al-Hamal does not work L'mafreya. Okay? We learn on Dabar Dabar Mimamon, and Bahirva does not work Biyoto L'mafreya with a Migu. So you have to say the split, and I want you to get the split. Okay? So please get it. What do we have now? What are we saying Biyoto is based on? A lot of guys ask me and say, what on earth is Biyoto? I'll tell you what Biyoto is. One shot is considered to be bias. Well, we're going to say Migu dash bias. But please get that down. Migu is what? Mikado Lahavo. Bias is for the past. The second shot is the Ma'arik. The second shot is the Ma'arik. The Ma'arik says, amazing shot, that Biyoto is believed to destroy the Chazaka. It's Mavatol the Chazaka. It weakens the Chazaka. It weakens the Chazaka. The Ma'arik is the second shot, one of the great Rishonim as well, that Biyoto is Megareya, Machlish the Chazaka. It weakens the Chazaka. Okay? So at two pshatim, how Biyoto works. One pshat of Biyoto is that it what? It's Biyoto L'mafreya. It's considered a Migu by Migu for Migu for now, Bailus for L'mafreya. Second shot, that's the Rosh. Okay, we'll say the Rosh with the Shmaitz. Shev Shmaitz. What's the second shot? The Ma'arik is that Biyoto weakens the Chazaka. What's the difference between the two pshatim? Please get it. The difference between the two pshatim is as follows. The Kovetz Aretz of Ocholom in Simin Samazayin Sivkon Tess says, what happens if the 8 Echad is contradicted? 8 Echad Ba'achosha. What would you say? One of them is Biyoto, one of them is not Biyoto. What would you say? Who wins? The 8 that has Biyoto according to the Rosh wins, because he's violent. The one who's not Biyoto is not violent. And according to the Ma'arik, what's the pshat? Biyoto weakens the Chazaka. So there's no betterment of the 1A that's Biyoto as to the second one. Each guy is slugged off. So Nachamo, according to the Rosh, if you have two guys fighting, 2A Dechon, but one of them is Biyoto, the Rosh says Bailus, that makes you win. According to who? According to the Ma'arik, that the issue of Biyoto is based on what? Weakening the Chazaka, but each guy offsets the other guy. And therefore, each guy offsets the other guy, no one wins. That would be what? That would be another nafkamina. Okay? That would be what? That would be the sixth mahalach that we have in this. Okay? Sixth mahalach. What'd you say? Rebbe Chonon, the Kovetz Aretz, Yoni. Kovetz Aretz, I'm going to say from your mouths. If it's Bailus, Bailus wins. Regardless of the fact the other guy won. The other guy is denying you. But if you hold it, it's based on what? If you hold that it's based on weakening the Chazaka, well, each guy's offsetting the other guy, therefore the whole thing, what? The whole thing goes up in smoke. Yeah, Piyasi, go ahead.
What do you mean each guy's offsetting? One's the other, one's not the other.
No, one guy's denying the other guy. They're atheists. They're testifying.
Okay,
so So if it's an issue of weakening the guy's chazaka, each guy's being offset.
One guy has the other, one guy doesn't have the other.
That's violence. But if it's an issue of weakening the chazaka, what kind of weakening is? You have an erechon on the other side of you.
Yeah, one has stronger...
But it doesn't make any sense. No, because the whole Biyot weakens the Chazaka. Doesn't weaken the Chazaka because you have what? Shkoyecha weakens the Chazaka. You have an Eidecha against you. Eidecha. Okay. Very good. That's the sixth Mahal. That was the sixth time. Let's go. This is a, there's a so much longest written on this. It's few lines in the book. Amazing. Okay. Let's go to number seven. Let's bring it to our Tesis stuff. Okay. The end of our Tosis that we saw yesterday. Okay, what did Tosis say? The puzzling words. Zef, you read it nicely, very nicely yesterday. Well, what did Tosis say? The very end of the Tosis. He says, you want to tell me that need is a marker for us? What did he say? Right, he asked if that's the marker, then Echa should be believed against Chazaka, right? Filius Chazak. So what was his answer? His answer was that, number one, it wasn't a chazaka. Number two, it was biyada. Which we said was strange. So I gave you the marshal. Oh, what did the marshal say? Let's get it. Marshal said a beautiful pshat. The marshal's masbir, beautiful chiddush. There are two tracks. What are the two tracks in our Gemara? David? Then an Erecha is believed where there is no Chazaka, right? What's the second track? An Erecha is believed against Chazaka if it is what? Biyado. If it is in his power. The Marshal said Pshat Taisus as follows. Both tracks we are not believed. That's exactly what Taisus said. Because there's a conceptual Chazaka and then there is a practical Chazaka. Conceptually, an Eidechet is believed and there's no Chazaka. Because this is not a Chazaka, the blood stops. So therefore, an Eidechet is believed where there's no Chazaka. But then said there's something called a practical Chazaka. She doesn't put a mikvah, she remains a needle. Like we talked about yesterday, the woman in menopause that was a Chozeres Ketshuva, or a woman, God forbid, who had a hysterectomy, she remains a needle until she goes to mikvah. How do you answer that practical Chazaka? So the Marshal says it's a double whammy. That Nida is the marker for both tracks. That's exactly what Tosis is driving there. Nida is the marker for both tracks. Because then there is a conceptual chazaka and then there is a practical chazaka. The conceptual chazaka is that the blood stops. So how can you call that a chazaka? But then there's a practical chazaka that she's in Nida so she goes to mikveh. And what solves that is Biyotai. This is what the Marshal says, Pshat, in the Tosis. Oh. Now, I want you to get this. Do you know there's a Shiloh. Before you put your sitzis on in the morning, and you say a bracha, must you check them? The Magen Avraham, in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Simon Ches calls that a chazaka, asuya, mishtanos. I mean, every day it could rip. Is a chazaka that's made to change a chazaka or not? Chazaka shvili shtaros, chazaka olam. What do you say? I'll tell you what you say. The Maharit says it's not. The Shev Shemaitzin, Shemaitzin Gimel, O Spirit, get out, quotes a Maharit. Says it's not a chazaka. That would answer Tosis Kasha. A needed is not a chazaka, it changes. If I would ask you, do you think Tosis agrees with that Maharit or not? What would you say? What do you think Tosis would say? Seth, what do you think? What'd you say? The Shev Shemaitzis says he argues and says that it is a chazaka. Because Tosus has to come on to say Gam Biyada. If Tosus agreed with the Maharit, he would have just said, you know, it's not a chazaka. By the fact he continues in the Tosus and says it's also Biyada Masakno, what does that that imply? That implies that it is called a chazaka, despite the fact it changes, but I can still solve it with biyada. Meaning, kind of like we said for the Marsha, it's a practical chazaka. There's a practical chazaka. Until she goes to mikvah, she's still unneeded. You follow me? So it comes out that Tosis will say that a chazaka asuyeli shtanos is called a chazaka. Therefore, big nafkaminin. Do you have to check your sittus or not? According to the Ma'arid, you have to. It's not a chazaka. Yes, it was kosher. That doesn't tell me anything about today. According to our traces, you don't have to. But it's a chazaka. And the truth is, if you look in the Rashba in Yevamos, and here in Gittin, he says it's not a chazaka like the Ma'arid because the blood stops. So the Rashba seems to say like the Ma'arid. Rashba seems to say like the Ma'arid. That's what he says, Befeirush. It's interesting. But as I said, the Rebbe Kiveger, the Shef Shmeitzer, Rebbe Kiveger learned that Tosis argues, our Tosis argues the Ma'arid and says, a chazaka that is asuri lishtanos is a good chazaka. You look in Tosis and Yevamos, he does not say the words, Kisha Avru Shiva, Tahorim and Meila. He doesn't say that. The Rebbe Kiveger just learns there's no chazaka. It's not a chazaka. Ain chazaka sheisha roa dam tamshich liros dam. There's no chazaka. She's going to continue to see blood. We know the blood stops. So they prove that our Tosis holds a chazaka asu lishtam is not a chazaka. Now I agree with you. I agree with you, Seth. It's really not a slam dunk from our Tosis. It's really not clear. But at least the way we're presenting it from the Marsha, it seems to be that he did call a chazaka. Why did he have to come out of the second thing, Gambiano, Limpo? You know what I'm saying? Must be that he did call a chazaka. We're calling it a practical chazaka. But it comes out very interesting. That means a chazaka, a Suyu Mishnah, is called a chazaka. You don't have to check your sittus every day. It is ideal to check it. It is ideal. But no one can tell you that you're doing wrong. Why not? It's places. In the Gittin, the Dabbezimit base that we learned. Ba'amkis. That we learned Ba'amkis. That a chazaka Shuyu Mishtanos is called a chazaka. Okay. Fine. What was that, Zach? Seven?
Seven.
Seven miles. Okay. Seven. Let's go by them now. Oh. Let's go by them. This brings us now to the next places. Okay? This brings us now to the eight, to the next places. Okay? Let's see the next Tosis. Who wants to read the next Tosis? Aaron, go ahead. Let's go. Eighth topic. Let's go. Come on. It is later in it. Come on. I wanted to try to get to 11 topics today. So we're up to 8. Let's go. Aaron, next Tosis. Go ahead. Eight after them will be soon. Yeah, read the Dibra Maskos. You got to read the Dibra Maskos. Go ahead. We caused him to stumble. Go ahead. Yeah. Oh, Rabbi Natan asks, go ahead. Oh. Yochiach. Oh. What is Tosis Kasha? What did the Gemara answer? Eidach and Nema Bisur. Yes? Tosis says we got a problem here. Because why? How many Eidim are written on a get? Two. What does that indicate to you? All right. That what? How on earth could the Gemara say the Echanem and Misurit? We need two Eidim to sign the get. Don't tell me the Echanem and Misurit, so why on earth do you need two Eidim on the get? You should have one Eidim. That's Tosis Kasha. You know, you could prove from your fakir that one Eidim is not believed by get. Ein Eid Echanem and Beget. That's Tosis Kasha. You got me? All right, read it again. We got Eid Echanem Mishra, Hikshar Rabbeinu Tam. I'm sure, go ahead. Excellent. Hikshar Get proves it. Don't tell me Eid Echanem Mishra. An Eid Echanem is not acceptable. We need two Eidim. It's a great kasha. Oh, what's Tosis Terrence? Go ahead. Excellent. What does he say? There's a big difference, he says. He says, in a chanami, to be machshir a get, you need how many Eidim? Two. But to reveal that the get was done right. How many Adam do you need? Only one. So what does this mean? What's the answer of Tysus? What's the answer of the Tysus? So, there's very, very important, and we'll talk about this Bereshit in the coming weeks much more. Maybe we won't get to that soon, but it's very important that there are two types of Adis in Halacha. There's Adis V'kiyumi Adover, and there's Adis V'frure Adover. What does this mean? Adis V'kiyumi Adover means that if a guy gives a get to a woman, or a guy is Mekadosh a woman. Last night I was one of the Adi Kedushin at Uri Berger's house. Okay. Oh, so it's a beautiful chasen. Okay, took me a long time to get there, but you have to make sure that you see the ring. A lot of times the photographers, you know, they bump their ways in there. So when I read Adi Kedushin, I go like this. The pictures, they probably look terrible, right? But you have to make sure you see the ring. You know, they try to get in there, the photographers. The point is, you'll like, why don't they show the condition's good, right? Okay, so, what happened? If you don't have aided at the giving of the ring, and God forbid at the giving of a get, then it's bogus. It is not good. That is what's called aided with human adult. Forgetting the condition. You don't have Aiden that see the actual giving over the money of the ring or the giving the get, it is zero. Aiden is with you, man. I'm gone. Okay? Got me? Oh. That's for getting the Kiddush. And then there's a whole shiloh about Yubim the Chalitza, which is a separate topic maybe we'll get to. Okay? Not now. But maybe in the coming weeks, special show. We know. But you need Aiden to come over and get the Kiddush. What is Aiden's Mathuri? I'm gone. I lend money to Art. I lend him $500. It's a good idea at the loan that I have Adam to see. Because if he tries to play games with me, I'll be able to have Adam to come to basement. But let me ask you, if there are no Adam at the loan, does Art still owe me money? Absolutely. Meaning, I want you to get this. Adam's with Rurad numbers only what? Little what? Lichachilo. But it is not the kuva. I'm going to write this words. Lo, the lo li kuva. By getting the kedushin, you better believe it is li kuva. Oh, that's exactly what Tysus is answering. You follow me, Aaron? The Chasam Sofer explains, you need two Adim for the actual get. You want to write up a get? You need two Adim on the get. That's the key you have done to create the get. Let's say like a mayor, Adi Chasimah Karsi. Or a Veloz Adim Sirikarsi. To create the get, you need two Adim. But, to prove, Lois, to prove something, that something was done properly, that is written Lishma, what's that called? That's called Adim's Liburi Adover, and it's enough to say Bafani Nechtam. With Bafani Nechtam, they were made for one Adim, for one Shliach. And that's the Chiddush, Lois, you don't need two. Okay, that's the Chiddush that we want to bring out. Okay? That's the Chiddush that we want to say Pshat in the Tysus. Okay? In fact, the Divrei Yecheskel explains, please get this, that the Iker Star is what makes the Gerushin. Dover Shavir, we need to. But the Testify and Lishma, that's a Dover study. What's a Dover study? A side thing. And therefore what? It's not under the rubric of what? Dover Shavir, but you don't need two, eight, and one is enough. So please, let's get that. One Pshat is the difference between Adis Lekiyumi Adover and Adis Liburi Adover. For Adis Liburi Adover, we're making up for one here. The other shot is that what? For the actual making up of the star, you need what? To make the Gerishin, Dover Shiruv, you need two. But to testify and Lishmoz, a different study, one is enough. That's the Kiddush that we want to bring out. Okay? Aye. What will you tell me, Lamaisa? You'll tell me that Dover Mimomo? What's Dover Mimomo? What's Dover Mimomo? Where's it appear in Gittin? Adop Sadi Yerman Al, the last stop. How do you learn that you need two Adim by Yerba? From Dov Momentus. What's the getter of Adim by Momentus? What's the getter in the Rure? So shouldn't it be the same style by getting the Kedushin? What's the answer? What's the answer to that, Kasha? What do you do you say? Shouldn't you require two Adim? In other words, again, Nachamal. By Adis, the Brurah, there was many moments, two Adim. By King Megiddushim, you need two Adim. What are we saying in our Gemara? We're saying that there's a Kula, that one man is good enough. They made a Kula. Why don't we learn, Levisa, by Darashim Erba, that you should always need two Adim? You should always need two Adim. What's the answer? What's the answer, Levisa? You follow what I'm saying? How did the Chamer have the court say one aid is enough? Find out, find out. Granted, for getting the Kedusha, to make the getting the Kedusha need two aid. But maybe whenever you need to prove the getting the Kedusha should require how many aid? Nachamal. By getting moments, it's called Aid Slipperidum. Two aid, right? Not Makif. Aid is the cumulative, how many aid we need? Makif, two aid. Give me a situation by getting the Kedusha where it would be a Brewery Adabra. Here, the Fanadek, Fanadek, where who was written? Chacham said 1 8 is enough. How on earth is 1 8 enough? The Chachamim had a Kabbalah. Please get this. The Kabbalah was that the only time you need 2 8 in by getting the Kedusha is when they're acting as Lekiyumi Adabra. Whenever they're acting as Lebrewery Adabra, they had a Kabbalah they could be making on 1 8. This is the answer to Chassam Sofer. He also says the note of Yehuda says the same thing. Okay? This is the answer. I said, "Kiblu chacham sheh krod the gabi davar shmirva, the gabi davar shmirva edus lekiyumi adam, edus lekiyumi adam." The only time you need two is by lekiyumi adam. If they're acting the proof thing, one would be enough. This is the, so. What are we saying? Shot in the tesis. All right, you read it very nice. What's the teretz? The teretz is that what? Since it's only trying to megalos lishma, that's edus lebrui adam. We had a kabbalah. One is enough. Second answer is that lishma is one of the study. One is enough. It's not the making up of the Gershon, which would be a Darsh Mirabi, you need to. Okay? We got it? That's some chocolate places. This is the eighth Mahalach. This is the eighth Mahalach. Yitzi, yeah, real quick. Look, you ask me tomorrow? You sure? Okay. Real quick, back, yeah, yes, go ahead. You sure? Okay. That was the eighth, right? Let's go. What do you mean, don't know? You always mark it down, okay? All right. I think we just did the eighth, right? Okay, nine. Let's get this. We'll close with this. We weren't able to do 10 and 11, okay? 10 and 11 is what we have to do, is with the next Tulsus and the questions of the Gemara. Are there two Kashas in the Gemara? Are there one? Did you get a chance to get to that? This next Tulsus, heavy Dabar Shabirvo, is it vid Dabar Shabirvo or without the Vav? Did you see that? Okay, we'll start with that tomorrow. Well, let's close with the last point. But that also is very critical with the text. Okay? Oh. When I was in the Chevron Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, Yivan Mordechai, there was a great going, I heard shir from Rabar and Yachin. You ever saw the Ritva? You know the Ritvas, those Moserav Kuk Ritvas? You know the yellow Ritvas. He wrote on the Dar of Nivomis. He wrote the parish in the Dar of Nivomis in the back. You ever saw the one in Nivomis? It's huge. And then the Dar of it's huge. He was a great going. Baruch Hashem HaZokha here shir from him. It was his last L of his life. Phenomenal goal. And I heard shir from him at Elul, Bob Metziah. We did one block of Bob Metziah that day, and every shir was a different topic. We did the whole Elul, we did one block of Bob Metziah. A lot of times, at the beginning of the sectors, there's a lot of lumps. These few lines, there's a lot of lumps. Okay, so we have to make sure we try to get as much as possible and get it clear, which is more important. Okay, the last point I want to just mention is a very interesting point. Please get this. If you think about it, in this Gemara, and I think Yitzi might have been hinting to this before, what do we read in the Gemara yesterday? But that's only when it's what? When there is no what? Chazaka. But if there's a chazaka, you're stuck, right? Let me ask you here, okay? What is the Eidechad saying here that the get is kosher? When? Before the get was given. Is that correct? Before the get is given. Isn't that what he said? The get is sent. The shliach is saying, this get is kosher before he gives it. Why does the Gemara call that against the chazaka? Why does the Gemara call that against the chazaka? The Eidech is against the chazaka. Well, he's not arguing the chazaka. He agrees she's a married woman. He's just saying, I want you to know, guys, that the get that I'm going to give over to the woman is kosher. He's not arguing against the chazaka. He agrees with the chazaka. Why does the Gemara call this Ein Echad against the Chazaka? Why? The Torah's Gittin, the great Gon, you know who they're written by? Guess. Torah's Gittin. Who's it written by? The Nisivus. Sivus was the Garador. He wrote the Chavistas. Unbelievable story. He wrote Anach. And he wrote Anisichtas. Torah's Gittin, it's called. He asks, I don't understand this Gemara. Why is it called against the Chazaka? Why do we call it against Chazaka? He's agreeing with it, and he's going to afterwards divorce her with it. That's the kasha the Torah's Gittin asks. Oh. So Rabbi Kivager says, you know what? It must be that we call this Chazaka. Because since in a few moments you're going to give her to get, must be that you are testifying against Chazaka that she is married. That's what he wants to say. Even though the Shliach is testifying before the Gerushin and the Kashla get, nevertheless we call this Eidus against the Chazaka and Ishus of the woman. Because afterwards you can divorce with this get. That's where Rabbi Kivager says. He says, you know what, Nesivus, I'm sorry, you're wrong. It must be its call against the Chazaka. And the Torah's Gittin says it cannot be. It's impossible. Torah's Gittin says it cannot be. And that's why I gave you the Rambam. Let's close with this in Hilchos Sanhedrin. In Perek Tetzayin Halacha Vav, where the Rambam writes the following. The Rambam coins a phrase called Eid Echad Yuchsav. What does Eid Echad Yuchsav mean? If I say this piece of meat is ham, and then an hour later another guy eats from it, what happens? With Eidim and Hasra, he's given Malkus. And Eid Echad can establish a status of the object. It's a very famous Rambam. Therefore, even though an Eidecha does not believe Lamachus, let's say an Eidecha comes over and says, I ate a piece of ham. Is he believed? Of course not. It's Lashon Hara. But if an Eidecha declared this is ham, and then an hour later a guy eats it, he's got Lamachus. You follow me? So therefore, says the Nesivus, you see so too here. This Shliach testifies on the get this aid, and then it works for divorce. It should be against what? It should be against the Chazaka. Even though the Eidecha does not believe, we see that so too here, the Eid testifies on the what? On the get, and then he testifies to divorce. Despite the fact that what? That's not called as testifying against a Chazaka. Right? It's the same case. An Eidecha testifies this piece of meat in his hand. Then another guy comes and eats the meat an hour later with Eid Mesra. He's given Malkus. Yes? He's believed. The Eidecha causes the guy to be chayav Malkus. So too here. The Eidecha testifies, this get he's going to give in 3 minutes is kosher. Why do you call that against the Chazaka? Should be exactly like the Rambam. No? Should be exactly like the Rambam. Why does the Gemara call this Eidecha against the Chazaka? The Eidecha is not going against the Chazaka. He's just saying, I'm going to give it a get on behalf of this husband. Why is Eidecha against the Chazaka? It's very much like the Rambam by Eidecha Yuchsak. It's exactly like the Rambam by Eidecha Yuchsak. Why does the Gemara call it Eidecha against Chazaka? So this is a very, very big Chiddush, Lemaisa. How would you distinguish to save the day? What would you say? How would you distinguish and save for Rabbi Kivager and say the Gemara makes sense? How would you say it? This is much different, the Rambam. Because at least in the Rambam's case, it's considered to be an offspring. The Eidus is in the Shechit, the Chichdi being Usher. The Malkus happens afterwards. I said this piece of ham is Usher, an hour later a guy eats it. There are two different stages. Here, by the Gerushin, it's all the same thing. There's no knocking anybody saying, oh, I want you to know, guys, in 3 minutes, I want you to know this get is kosher, and in 3 minutes, the get's going to be given. What knocking mean it does it have by his saying the get is kosher? That the get's going to be kosher. There's no other stage. You understand what I'm saying? By the Rambam's case, you say this piece of meat is usher. It's usher. Everyone's going to stay away from it. Right? Everyone's going to stay away from it. An hour later, a guy eats it. That's a second stage. It has a nafkamina on its own by saying the echad is usher. Here, by the guy saying, well, I want you to know this guy is kosher. And it has no nafkamina. No one stares at it in the museum and says, oh, this is a get. It has no nafkamina. It only has a nafkamina when the get is actually given. So it's like he's testifying against the one. It's like he is going against the Chazaka that she's married. He's trying to break that by saying, this get that he's going to give is kosher, it's going to break the chazak she's wearing. So the Gemara is not beautiful. You got that, Nes Nakuda? Okay, we'll stand over real quickly, and you should tomorrow, okay? We got to go back to the Taisa.